The president of Dickinson State University had this message for faculty, staff, and students.
We're in good shape. I think we're in very good shape.
Dr. Thomas Mitzel gave his State of the University address Tuesday. In an interview prior, Mitzel says there are challenges. One is the recent reduction in state funding. That will mean a $4.9 million drop in funding over the next 2 years. Mitzel says he's been talking with faculty and staff on how to make up those dollars.
Right now, we've made out of those $4.9 million about $4.2 million, and the rest are coming. And we're thinking it could be rental, so it could be a combination of revenue and cuts, further cuts. But we're looking more at revenue right now, and I think we're in pretty good shape.
But Mitzel says one of the issues is that for a number of years, state support continued to rise as DSU was losing students. He says DSU used to bring in more money from enrollment than it was getting in state support. But that changed around the year 2011.
And we went from $13 million a year in enrollment to about 7.2, a little under, while that's unsustainable. So we really need to get our enrollment up.
Mitzel says at its peak, DSU had an enrollment of around 2,800 students. He says that was too much for the infrastructure in place. He says 2,000 would be a good number to shoot for. Right now, he says the enrollment's around 1,500.
We currently have a 10-to-1 student-faculty ratio, which is excellent. People pay $50,000, $60,000 a year to get a 10-to-1 student-faculty ratio. And that will creep up as we bring in more students, but it will not detract from student education by any means, and it really will not tax the faculty and staff more. We have capacity. What we need to do is fill our capacity.
And Mitzel says it's going to take some work, but he is very optimistic DSU will get up to 2,000 students. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.